This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on June 1st on WGN Radio, and the only reason you're hearing it is because my good friend Luke Davis helped me. Otherwise, there would be no stream, and it was entirely my fault. In any event, we started at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours of Monday Night Trivia, and I hope you'll call 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We've got 11 bumper stumpers. They have a theme, interestingly. We used this theme once before with completely different records, so we'll see how you do tonight. And, of course, you need a question, because we had no straggler from last week. So here we go. There are almost countless jobs associated with sports. Millions of Americans still engage in this sport, both professionally and casually, but one associated job disappeared over 50 years ago. Until the middle of the last century, it was a mandatory position. But within a couple of decades, it was eliminated entirely. What was it? All right, you might know the sport. You're going to have to know the sport to give me the answer, but I think after a while you will. So that's the deal on my question. Okay, maybe you'd rather have your own category. Right about now, that's probably your best bet. Sky's the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. So let's do it to it. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh, and we will kick it off tonight with Marty in Whiting. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Marty. Are you with me, Marty?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Yes, yeah. Doing something else at the same time?
All right. I didn't expect to be the first caller. I had my radio turned up.
Oh, but you are. Now, you want 1979 World Series, which, as you know, saw the Pirates rally to defeat the Baltimore Orioles. All right, so we're going to talk about Game 7, all right, which, of course, was the winning game. But it also makes the Pirates the last team to ever do this in Game 7. Do what?
I watched that game. I was 16 years old.
Okay, and what about it would be what about would be memorable, other than, of course, who did what to whom? But because it has nothing to do with what they did on the field.
Wow, Raleigh. You know what? I keep striking out with you. I do not know.
Well, you will when I tell you. Their Game 7 victory made them the last team to ever win a World Series Game 7 on the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thought you'd like it.
I'm a diehard Pirates fan.
Well, and so now that I've said that, you probably remember that.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget that.
Yeah.
I watched that. Well, I watched the whole series being a Pirates fan since 1971 or 72. But, yeah, maybe it took me another hour. Maybe I could have guessed. But, yeah, I keep striking out with you, Raleigh.
Well, that's good. No, the prizes are worthless. You do it for fun. And call me again soon.
I will.
Okay, thanks. All right, so there you have it, Game 7. A lot of things about that series were noteworthy. But I'll save telling you about the rest of tomorrow in case somebody ever asks for that as a trivia question again. So, 888-876-5593 is going to take us to Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. What's up tonight, Billy Bob? I know, like 98th caller, right?
You get it right on the button. Boom. Hey, I want to give a reverse scrambler. Instead of answering your question, I want to give one to your audience.
Oh, my goodness.
And the question is, how many, when you're sleeping during your lifetime, how many spiders do you think to swallow in your lifetime?
Oh, God. There's an answer to this?
Figure it out.
Wait a minute. There's
yeah, I'll talk to John when we get off the air.
There's an answer to this? That's alarming, don't you think?
Yeah. And then real quick, request, I don't know if I got a way for you to get your pen and paper in hand there.
Yep, I'm ready.
Gene Austin, Bye Bye Blackbird.
I've never heard,
ever heard of that. Either.
Well, I know the song. Yeah, Dean Austin?
Gene.
G-E-N-E. G-E-N-E Austin.
Mm. I guess he was in the band back in the 30s.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
All righty. And then that's the 5x5 I'll try it, but I don't think 30% of the audience even passes that. They're getting tough lately here.
Ah, well, you can blame Lisa and Laura. They are the brains
behind the
questions.
Well, here we go again.
I think you'll get them. What is the most popular surname in the United States?
Well, I'd probably either Smith or Jones. I'll go with Smith.
Yep, absolutely right.
Oh, okay.
What was the first Hostess product? And it wasn't Twinkies.
Oh, well, I'm one in the hole. I give up. I surrender.
Oh, it was chocolate cupcakes. All right.
Oh, I never get that one.
Okay. Who threw rocks through windows in Mayberry for attention?
Ernest T. Bass.
Absolutely right. All right. We get two more. You're absolutely right. What is the first planet from the sun?
Mercury.
Absolutely right. See, you're doing just fine.
Yeah, I got a chance. Fighting chance.
What are the hills alive with?
The sound of music.
Okay, we have a winner. See, you did it. You did it. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. Now we'll say goodbye to Bill. Well, I'm going to put him on hold. We'll confirm that address for the world's worst useless prizes. I keep collecting more of them eventually. Right? Eventually, we've got to be sending them to you. So let's put Billy Bob on hold, and we will get to Mike in Cleveland. He wants 5x5 also. Barry from New Hampshire wants advertising. Brian and Seneca wants... Ooh, 1950s cars. I like it already. And your first bumper stumper is coming up in moments right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I wonder why stars shine at night. I wonder where the moon gets its light. But I still know the reason. I know the reason. I know the reason that I just me and you. But why did you take my mind?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, and a fine song, too, on Old Town, as far as that goes. So who is he? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. And, of course, I have a question, clear as mud, don't you know? Let me, yeah, so good, let me find it again. Yes. Now, there are almost countless jobs associated with sports. Now, millions of Americans still engage in this sport, both professionally and casually, but one associated job with this sport disappeared over 50 years ago. Now, until the middle of the last century, it was a mandatory position, but within a couple of decades, it was eliminated entirely. What was it? All right, so there's my question, clear as muds, like I said, but you never know. And Brian and Seneca's lining up for 1950 cars. So how's it going, Brian?
Not too bad, Raleigh. How are you doing?
I can't complain. We'll ask you an easy one. See how you do. It debuted in 19...
Okay, first...
Yes.
Well, go ahead and ask your question first, and then I'll get to my other stuff.
It debuted in 1953 with a waterfall front grille and white wall tires. What was it?
Well, a lot of stuff debuted in 1953 with waterfall grills and
white tires.
White light walls.
Well, go for it. One in particular. I'll give you another clue. It celebrated the 50th anniversary of the company. And it was expensive at the time, about $5,000. And it sold pretty well.
Try the Buick Skylark.
And we have a winner. All right.
Okay, yeah, that one was a total guess. Buick had a lot of waterfall grill cars.
Yes.
And that was around their 50th.
Right, only in 1953. Right, 1953,
yes.
Just the Skylark. All right, so what were you going to say other than this?
Oh, okay. Other than that, The Chicago Cubs won their World Series in 7 games on the road at Progressive Field in Cleveland.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there were any Game 7 road winners between the Pirates and the 2016 Cubs, but there it is.
All right. Well, very good. Well, hang on, your winner. Don't go away.
I also had a double request for tomorrow, if I could squeeze it in with a quick explanation for why.
Double request. Let's find this here a moment. All right, what is it?
Train Song in 17 Pink Sugar Elephants by Vanyan Bhushti.
What? I have no idea what this is.
Well, the first song, Train Song, is a legitimate hit. In fact, it was one of, Vashi Bunyan's greatest hits.
Who is Vashi Bunyan?
She's a British folk singer.
Oh, God help us. All right.
And she sounds real good. The reason for the double request from her is that before she came up with the lyrics for the hit song, The Train Song, she had a melody that she was stuck trying to write lyrics with, and she came up with the lyric, "I saw 17 pink sugar elephants staring up at me." Pretty much a novelty song, but she did record a demo of it.
Uh-huh.
Now, what brings us up is maybe 10 years ago, the NFL and Reebok came up with a over-the-top and revolting, in my personal opinion, campaign opening up the NFL season, where they play Vashti Bunyan's Train Song in the background, and all these NFL players scattered all over the country start awakening up from whatever they do off-season, mowing the lawn, you know, celebrating with family, and start migrating zombie-like, like geese, into the NFL stadiums.
Uh-huh.
And Reebok comes up with their slogan, let's join the migration.
Uh-huh.
I'm not much of an NFL fan for various reasons, and I thought that was not only pretentious, but that was Reebok and the NFL celebrating that I did not know how to use Adobe Premiere.
Uh-huh.
My version would have shown the geese acting more like geese. And what are geese most familiar with or familiar from?
Sure. Well, it's
property damage and defecation in undesired areas.
Well, not only undesired area, but
so
it's,
I would show the football players stomping across the hoods of cars in cleats and voiding themselves just off screen, but close enough to on screen that only the very young and most sensitive viewers would fail to realize what they were doing. And my tagline would be, "Lighten up, Francis. It's only a game."
All right. There you go. All right. Very good. Vashti Bunyan it is. We'll see what we can do. I'll see if I'm going to look for the 17 elephants there because that might be interesting. Don't know if I'll find it, but I will certainly look. And yes, geese known not only for the copious amount of defecation, but how slippery it is if you're walking on it. Well aware. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. So that's where we'll put it. Now, we put Brian on hold and have John confirm that address because he adds to his stash. The twanger's been missing in action a lot tonight. All right. So that's where we are. We will have David from Muskegon up next. 1970 charts. Mike in Cleveland wants 5x5. Barry wants advertising. Going to switch from the Beatles. I think we did that successfully last week, so we'll see how we do this week. And I'm not sure what Kathy in Glendale Heights wants because John's talking to her right now. But all that and more will be coming up after the news right here on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Break here. There's no break.
Oh, there's no break at all? Oh, no break at all. Well, that's interesting. I thought there was. All right, I guess I wasn't paying any attention because I thought there were always. So we'll start some charts then is what we'll do. And we'll welcome David and see how many we get to before we do the news. All right, David, so what you got?
Yes, I was wondering I was going to do 1970 June, and I had a question first. Who did the song? It's the answer song to Billie Jean Is Not the One by Michael Jackson. It was a lady that did Billie Jean and I'm Mad as Hell. And she also did the answer version of Orange Juice Jones' I Saw You Walking in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's see, Lydia Murdoch is what her name is.
Okay, Lydia Murdoch?
Yeah, Lydia Murdoch.
Okay, she did the song I'm Billie Jean and I'm Mad as Hell.
Right, absolutely. It's actually titled Superstar.
Superstar?
Yep.
By Lydia Murdoch?
Yeah, 1983.
Oh, 1983. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you told me that.
Yeah,
Superstar
so in
1983.
Yeah, in parentheses, it says Superstar, and on some of the copies in parentheses, I think it says Billie Jean Answer. But it's Superstar is the name of the song. And,
Superstar by Lydia Murdoch.
Yeah, and that was the first one, and I don't think it was the only. And Michael Burton wrote that, and so that's the deal. So there you
okay,
are.
Okay, Superstar.
Yeah, Lydia Murdoch.
And what was the answer version? I saw you walking in the rain that Lydia Murdoch did.
Oh, Orange Juice Jones one. Trying to think, I don't remember off the top of my head. I'd have to look that up.
Oh, because I remember that, and I literally like that.
You're
Lydia
right.
Murdoch.
Yeah.
Superstar.
I didn't know that she, she might have. I'm not.
It was a lady did an answer version.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that is. And I'll look, actually, during the news. So we've talked this long, so it's about time for the news. So hold on, don't go away. All right, we'll pick it up right there after the news with charts and David and Mike and Barry and Kathy and you two coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It's Monday Night Trivia, so there's our bumper stumper, our second one of the night. And who is that? What's he have in common with our first one? Well, we'll find out, hopefully, from you. If not, of course, we'll reveal them all at the end of the show. So we have a question there, and a little convoluted, but I do like it if you can get through it. And, you know, there are almost countless jobs associated with sports, obviously, and millions of Americans still engage in this particular sport, both professionally and casually. But one associated job to this sport disappeared over 50 years ago. And until the middle of the last century, it was a mandatory position. But within a couple decades, it was eliminated entirely. What was it? 888-876-5593. All right, so that's where we stand. Now, did a little research here for our buddy David. Are you still with me, David?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, firstly, as I predicted, Lydia Murdoch did not do the Orange Juice Jones record. But in terms of a superstar for people who missed it, now, I'm horrified to say, yes, I've got all of these. horrifying though it is, but this was Superstar.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you remember for that, right?
Yeah. Okay. 1983.
Yeah. Now, here is the deal. We're moving on because with the Orange Juice Jones, the rain thing, we have a choice of three. And that I have. There's probably more, but I have three. In any event, the first one and probably the best known was on the Tommy Boy label and by Miss Thang. And the Miss Thang version was, here we go, I think. Well, soon you might hear it.
Yeah, this is it.
Actually, it's called Thunder and Lightning. All right, it's called Thunder and Lightning. So that's the Miss Thang version. Then we also have Pamela. And you might be wondering who Pamela is. Yeah, me too. And that was 1986 on the Eve Gym label. And you might be wondering what the hell the Eve Gym label is. And yeah, me too. But here's what Walking in the Rain sounded like by Pamela. So that's Pamela. And by the way, Pamela only has A's in it, P-A-M-A-L-A. And Pamela, the reason I have this, the only reason I have this, is it was produced by Leon Haywood. And I'm a Leon Haywood fan, no matter what he does.
I remember him. I want to do something freaky to you.
Well, I think of It's Got to Be Mellow, which is a little different. But anyway, there's a third version. I'd say, sir, I don't know if it's a standout, but to me it was the most memorable, with Leot Little Page, The Drain. We'll be right back. So there you go. Now you have all of them.
Yeah, Miss Thang, Thunder and Lightning. I like that.
Okay, that's it. Miss Thang, T-H-A-N-G, T-H-A-N-G. Don't forget that.
Yes. I got to add that to my oldies playlist.
God help us. All right, very good. So are we going to do the first week of June in 1970?
Mm-hmm, 1970.
Number one, Everything is Beautiful.
Everything is Beautiful, Ray Stevens.
Number two, Which Way You Going, Billy?
Which Way You Going, Billy? That's the Poppy Family.
Yes, number three, Love on a Two-Way Street.
That's The Moments.
Yes, number four, Up Around the Bend. The flip side was...
CCR.
Yeah, right, exactly. Number five, Cecilia.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Six, Get Ready.
Rare Earth.
Seven, The Letter.
The Letter.
Now, you know it's not the Box Tops because it's 1970.
The Letterman?
No.
Not the Letterman.
No. The Letter.
The Arbors.
No. How about Joe Cocker? All right. Well, you're...
Oh, Joe Cocker's The Letter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, The Letter. Joe Cocker. Number eight, American Woman.
Guess Who?
Yes. Number nine, Make Me Smile.
Chicago.
Number 10, The Long and Winding Road.
The Beatles.
90% you win. Hang on. Don't go away. All right,
yeah.
So there we have it, 888-876-5593. So let's put David on hold for address confirmation. And we have a first caller. Oh, good, it's Hank, and he's taking a guess on my trivia question, too. So, Hank from Mount Prospect, thanks for calling WGN.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, better now that you've called.
I'd like to take a stab at the question.
Okay.
Is the sport bowling?
Yes.
And it's probably a pin setter.
You're 100% right. You are our
Yay.
First guest, and you're absolutely right. And prior to the 1950s, as some of us may recall, the pins did not magically rearrange themselves. Usually it was a teenager, and God knows they had workers' comp claims. In 1952, there was an automatic pin setter that AMF made available. They debuted the prototype in 46, but they did not invent it. The first concept was 1936 using vacuum suction, and the guy sold the patent to AMF. So, yes, rest is history. All right, very good. Hang on. You're a winner. Now, the prizes are worthless. Takes forever to get something. You like the certificate. It's fun. And then you get something you don't want, like a 45 RPM or a tabloid or a CD or a DVD or something like that. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So very good. Oh, how nice to meet Hank. And he's 100% right. It was pin setters. Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that a first-time caller got that. But a little displeased that our first guests are out of the box. Though then again, the question was so convoluted, I was half afraid that no one was even going to guess. So that's great. Okay, we move on to yet another question. Oh, Debbie in Villa Park had a question, too. Oh, firstly, I guess, too, I want to find out if she thought it was also pin setter. So Debbie in Villa Park, you still with us? No, Debbie left us. Maybe she knew, too. I don't know. But either way. So you need another question. I'm here to provide. Looking at the 50th biggest, by population, United States cities, people in Detroit are most likely to do this, and people in Miami are least inclined to do it. Do what? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, so what are we going to do here? I believe that... Mike in Cleveland's been hanging on a while. So, Mike, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Tell John I'm sorry. I had my speaker on and my volume wasn't too loud going through the phone. John told me to speak louder.
Okay, well, you're doing fine now.
Oh, okay. 5x5.
Yes, absolutely. And here, I hope these are, you know, on some of them I didn't necessarily get write down whether they were guests or not. So we've got to, in fact, just wade through it and hope. And so let's see what we got. Oh, I know we did that. Let me look. All right. Maury Amsterdam and Rose Marie were co-stars on what show?
Dick Van Dyke Show.
Absolutely right. What does a pulmonologist treat?
A pulmonologist?
Yeah, what part of the body?
The heart.
No, those are cardiologists. Pulmonologists do lungs.
Oh, okay.
Glad you never had to know. Okay, who was married to Paul Newman for over 50 years?
Joanne Woodward.
Absolutely right. Who put out the Tapestry album in the 1970s?
Let's see, that was Carole King.
Absolutely. Which company made Mustangs and Thunderbirds?
Ford.
Okay, we got a winner. Very good. Thank you.
Okay. I need three songs now.
Oh, what songs do you want? You got requests for me, do you?
Oh, yeah. Silver Caboose, Loving You Is Killing Me.
Okay.
All right. I heard that on KJ.
Okay.
I didn't hear it nowhere else.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a little out there. All right.
And Sammy Turner, Always.
Oh, that's a wonderful song. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's two. Did you want three, you said?
Three, yeah. Let me think here. Okay, Hurricane Smith.
Oh, Babe, What Would You Say?
Oh, Babe, What Would You Say?
Okay,
All
right, Hurricane Smith. And we are doing this for Mike in Cleveland. Okay, good deal. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good night now.
You too. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. All right, so Paul in Woodstock is going to want Murder, She Wrote TV trivia. I think I can do that. We'll do advertising next with Barry in New Hampshire, and Kathy in Glendale Heights has a guess, but I'm afraid it was on our last question, because did I give it? Oh, yes, I did. Maybe it is on this question. It is our Detroit most likely, our Miami least likely. So all that and more is coming up right here on WGN Radio.
I want to know. How could I forget him? When I was lonely, she chased away, the little girl chased away all of my blues. When I was down and out, she went somewhere and bought me. She bought me a brand new pair of shoes. So tell me. She's been gone, I can't sleep at night. And since she's been gone, I can't eat a bite. Oh, so tell me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? All right. What's he have in common with the last couple we played? 888-876-5593. All right, so we're going to do Barry in New Hampshire, and I should have gotten a question out for him yet, but I have many, many from which to choose. So, Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
What's going on?
Yeah. Joy and trivia on Monday.
Well, good. You'll get it right away. You deserve a break today.
McDonald's.
Absolutely right. All right, see, it was that easy. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so there you go. Some of them are easy and some aren't. But I know Barry is on the younger side of our audience, so I always try to do something that isn't from 1951. All right, so, and some of the wonderful jingles. Yes, just last night at dinner, I was singing the Chesterfield jingle. It's a long story. So let's see. Kathy in Glendale Heights, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. So, I had the answer to the other question. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, because I have speaker on. Should I turn it off?
Well, if you have the radio on, that should absolutely be on, off. Yeah, because it'll confuse the hell out of you.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can hear me, right?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah, I had the answer to the other question about the bowling because my dad had that job.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was a pin setter. Oh, but that's okay.
Okay, so we're not doing that. We're doing children's books?
Yeah. I'm sorry, it's so boring.
Oh, that's not boring. Well, he's a songwriter, everybody from Johnny Cash to Dr. Hook, but he also was a children's book writer. Who was he?
He was a what writer, you said?
You said you want children's books. This is a children's
uh-huh.
book author, a well-known children's uh-huh. book author, but in some ways was better known as a songwriter. A lot of country songs in particular, everybody from Johnny Cash to Dr. Hook.
Well, that's a hard one.
And he wrote a good dozen of them easy. And, of course, a lot of songs.
It's not Shel Silverstein, is it?
Yes, it is. It's Shel Silverstein.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, you don't have to give me a prize.
Oh, well, it's all right. We'll put you on the list. It takes forever. Hopefully you're still alive when we finally do a mailing, but might as well. But, yes, absolutely, Shel Silverstein wrote a ton of them as early as 1963. He also was a Playboy magazine cartoonist.
And a poet, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. In fact, the poetry collections, including, A Light in the Attic, which was widely known, and that was like 81, but Where the Sidewalk Ends and Falling Up, and I liked Shell. And he's a he was a Chicago boy. His first thing in 63, the first children's book was Lafcadio, the Lion Who Shot Back. So, all right, hang on, don't go away. All right, good deal. So, I thought he was terrific. And so, anyway, he used to hang around Nashville quite a lot, mostly at the Exit Inn. Always had good-looking women, too, I'll tell you what, just hanging on them. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. I don't remember if I did a breaker. This is terrible. I must have. Yeah, I think I did. All right, so... It's been a day like that. Let me tell you what. Yeah, I was running around, had to go out and buy little screws for putting in some hard drives into something, and didn't realize that I had the damn screws sitting on my desk all along. But then, looking for an adapter. I need an audio adapter. Actually, this was for a mini. And couldn't find it. I still can't find it. Saw this thing last week. So I think Amazon makes more money from me reordering things that I can't find than anything else. But I let's see. We're gonna do Murder, She Wrote, 1971. Marty called back. He wants another World Series, don't you know? Eric, the Partridge Family, but of course. And there's room for you too. But I realized as of this moment, I need to review the question. Once again, I like this question too. It's fairly simple, easy to understand. Looking at the 50 biggest cities by population in the United States, people in Detroit are most likely to do this, and people in Miami are least likely to do this. So there's your question, 888-876-5593. Now, wanted to mention, I said there were no sports interruptions until around Labor Day, and I was wrong. I'm not sure about this. All right, because they're TBDs, meaning we won't know until we get into the game. And what is happening, apparently, is the Stanley Cup Finals. And so tomorrow at June 2nd, one begins at 7 p.m. So we'll be on right after it, I assume, our usual time, but it could be later. I don't know. We'll find out. Thursday, likewise. Then next Tuesday and next Thursday, the same thing. And then assuming all goes well, that they still have games that they're playing Wednesday, June 17th. So they all start at 7, which is John Landecker time. And then assuming that they end before me, that's great. But otherwise, we start at 10. And then if it's after that, well, we start after that. And according to sports director Andy, expect 10:30-ish. Okay? I trust Andy. He knows a lot more about this than I ever will. So that'll be tomorrow night and Thursday night. And we have another 2 hours of Monday Night Trivia coming up in minutes here on WGN Radio.
When I hold my baby tight with all my might, I tell her I'm gonna never let her out of my sight. She says, ta-ta, just like a baby. You know she fears no harm when she's in my arms, with me telling her all about her charms. She says, ta-ta-ta, just like a baby. It's good to have a love to call your own, instead of being in a crowd feeling all alone. And I say, ta-ta, just like a baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that should be easy. We'll see how you do with that. That's the fourth one. Is the theme becoming apparent? All right, well, we'll see. Those are our bumper stumpers. Now, of course, I have a question, and we're looking at statistics, looking at the 50 biggest cities in the United States by population. People in Detroit are most likely to do this, and people in Miami are least likely to do this. Likely to do what? Or not do what? Depending on how you look at it. So that's my question. Of course, when that fails, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. So let's see. Paul in Woodstock, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right. So we want Murder, She Wrote television show?
Yeah, the Angela Lansbury show.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Well, you will probably know this off the top of your head, but here you go anyway. What did Murder, She Wrote have in common with Jaws, the movie?
Oh, Cabot Cove, Maine was shot on that set.
Absolutely right. Same water. You're 100% right. Yes, Blair House Inn and Mendocino were a lot of the shots. But yes, and you can still see the set on the Universal Studios lot to this day. All right. Well,
excellent.
There you are. Hang on. Don't go away. Yeah, I figured he'd get it right away, but it's one of my most favorite questions because I think that's just hilarious. Yes, idyllic Cabot Cove, yes, is turns out to be Jaws, neither of which were where they were portrayed on film or camera, but indeed both in California. So, 888-876-5593. Eric in Minneapolis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hey, what's a good word tonight, Wally?
You tell me.
Let's see. Winning.
Okay.
It's all about winning. People are winning all over the place tonight.
Yeah, boy. Well, you know, thank God the prizes are worthless. but I tell you, the postage won't be. I can see it coming already.
I had that bowling pin question ready, or the resetter. I was hoping to get through, but it was not in the cards again. So, anyways, I'm open for... some Partridge Family.
All right, let's talk Shirley Jones here a moment. She actually loved working with Jodie Foster, predicted that Farrah Fawcett would be a star, but there were two guest stars in particular that she loathed. Who did she not like?
Two guest stars? Oh,
yeah.
God, I have to think about every guest star that made an appearance on there. Is there a multiple choice on this? Or
No multiple choice. Both are well known, one more for television and one, I'd say, more for movies. Both big stars in their own right.
Would one of them be Meredith Baxter Burney?
No, both male.
Oh, male. Okay, yeah, I was gonna say, boy, there's a lot I gotta think about. I gotta run through my head
and she,
all that.
I think she actually wrote about this in her book too. But she did not state why she really loathed one of them, but I could guess.
Two guys that she didn't iron, I think. God. Boy, that's a real good one. It forces you to think back through all the episodes of like who all the guest people were.
Well, one of them, think more in terms of the connection would be the band.
Well, I can. There was a guy who made a. He was acting like a promoter on one of the episodes at front of a European tour. He was like a hippie guy, but he was like an older hippie guy. But I can't think of what his name was. That could possibly be one, maybe.
Well, we're talking about someone who would have been in season one, episode 13.
It had some connection with the band.
Well, I'd say it was more musically inclined than anything else.
Oh.
Although this is not a musician, so you know.
Was it Red Woodlow?
It was Dick Clark.
Oh, Dick Clark. Yeah, he was on the episode where they went to SeaWorld or something. It was about whales.
Well, it was Star Quality was the name of the episode.
Yeah. So that one, yeah, that was about Danny wanting to go on his own.
Okay.
Danny was going to split away from the group and be a solo act.
Okay.
And Dick Clark did like a cameo when he came. They did like this dream sequence, like Danny was dreaming this, but Dick Clark was interviewing him.
I thought Dick Clark was interviewing David Cassidy.
No, on that one he was interviewing Danny because... Okay. He was doing a story about Danny wanting to break away from the group and become a solo act. That was what that, and then so Dick Clark was like, it was just like a little cameo appearance by him because he was like in the dream. Danny was having this dream of all this stardom and everything that it was going to come to him, and he was going to be able to help his family financially and everything like that.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the other guy because he was actually in a few roles playing the part of Shirley Partridge's father, actually. And she hated him.
Oh, the father. Okay. Boy, there was a couple of guys that did that. He actually was on the Brady Bunch episodes, too. I can see his face. He's bald and he's kind of heavy set, and he was played on. He was on one of the not the.
I don't think you've got the right person.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the information is not right because I remember.
No, this guy was a dancer and a singer and a vaudevillian.
Oh, was it the guy from Wizard of Oz?
Yes, who would that be?
Ray Walston.
No, Ray Bolger.
Ray Bolger, I mean.
Well, you tried.
Ray Walston was from My Favorite Martian.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Ray.
We will talk to you later. Thank you for trying. Okay, Eric.
Okay.
All right, so 888. That was close. So, yeah. I'm sure you can find all those episodes online. So I don't remember if that was one of the shows. For a while, John had done produced promos for network shows. And, you know, they would send us all the episodes. And he just hated them all as far as that goes. I don't remember if the Partridge Show was one of them. I remember one of them was Maude. And he said, I can't find a damn funny thing to say about this. Yeah, well, probably true. So, 888, she left all the way to the bank. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Carl in St. Louis, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you, Raleigh?
All right, so you're going to guess on my question, are you?
Yeah, I'll give it a guess. My guess would be Shovel Snow.
Oh, I love that. I would see that with Miami, but I would not think people in Detroit would be most likely to do it. But anyway, it has nothing to do with snow.
It has nothing to do with snow.
No.
Well, it had nothing to do with weather.
No, nothing to do with weather.
Okay. Well, I don't know. You got me on that one.
All right. I hope you'll call me back. Thanks, Carl.
Oh, yeah, take care.
Okay, bye. Yeah, so, I know John came in here, too, said the same thing. You know, is it snow? No. It is not. Miami might qualify for that. Detroit definitely would not. All right, so we're going to be doing some lyrics, and that will be with Dave on the north side. He wants 1974 lyrics. I can do that. And let's see. Oh, Stephanie and Madison know some bumpers. Well, that's good. So, Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you. The bumper stumper was Clyde McFadder.
It was the last one, yes.
Yep. I love that song. Love it. Hey, can we do the five questions?
Yeah, sure. But you're not going to guess the other three bumpers or what the theme is?
Oh, no. Okay. I just knew that one.
That's all right.
Hey, yeah, if you want me to, no. If you're backed up with
callers, That's fine.
Okay. All right.
What nation does Haiti share an island with?
Oh, man. Cuba.
Oh, that's news. No, it's the Dominican Republic. It's the island of Hispaniola. Oh. All right.
Yep.
All right. So what was Thomas Edison's middle name?
Okay. You there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. What do you think?
Hello.
I'm here. I hear you. Do you not hear me?
Oh.
I don't know. Well,
shucks.
Yeah, I don't know, Stephanie. I don't know why your phone is failing you. We hear you fine. All right, so I guess we'll bid goodbye to Stephanie and leave that there if she wants to call back. But, cell phones, single duplex, that's what it is. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do some New York radio trivia, don't you know? That's because Andy has called. Cindy in Chicago. Oh, she's going to guess on our question. She's also got, of course, Miss Fisher TV trivia. And Don wants his World War II planes. I'm running out of planes. All right, so we'll... And Marty called back. He wants 1971 World Series. You people are making me work for it. That's all right. That's what I'm here to do. It's Monday Night Trivia, and we'll have another bumper stumper coming up right after this on WGN Radio.
Door is open, you can walk right in. But you must promise not to leave again. The door is open, wide open. So darling, come on in. I've learned my lesson since you went away. I've learned, my darling, that with love you don't play. The door is open, wide open. So I beg of you, something I did wrong. But darling, forgive and forget, and come back. Come back where you belong. Make this the moment I've been waiting for.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And what does he have in common with everybody else we're playing tonight? I should probably give you at least a label. Well, Scepter, 1962. All right, so now. Andy in Los Angeles. We're going to do this because we're talking New York radio from the 1960s. Andy, how are you doing tonight?
Okay, how are you?
All right, can't complain. So we're going to talk about 1966, and we're going to talk about WMCA 570. It was the biggest promotion they ever had, and it almost got their program director Ruth Meyer arrested. What was the contest or the promotion, I should say?
1966.
Yeah, it was big. Sunday, July 10th, 1966.
Oh, was it the picnic, that big picnic that you invited everyone to? Set down the roads.
The Secret Picnic. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was really neat because, of course, they were doing the clues all week. And when they had the Sunday event, Ruth was bright enough to put banners at all the places that weren't the picnic. And she'd say, well, this isn't it, but we hope you'll have fun on WMCA anyway. You see, she did everything right, except she didn't bother to tell the Nassau police. And so they threatened arrest. But ultimately, do you remember where the picnic was?
Was it in Jones Beach? I don't remember actually.
No, it was the Eastern Military Academy in Nassau County.
Oh no, I did not know that.
And somebody had to agree to it. You know, and Jay and the Americans performed, but you knew it was the Secret Picnic, and that makes you a winner. All right,
I'm proud of myself.
You should be. Don't go away. All right.
Have a good week.
You too. Yes, it was the first annual WMCA Secret Picnic. It was also the last annual WMCA picnic. I guarantee you that's right. And they had a great little cartoon that went with it too. Yeah, the first annual, like I say, and last annual. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. I see I've got to work on World War II planes. I will. And let's see. But Kimberly and Dalton's got some guesses on my question. So, Kimberly, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm here. How about yourself?
Same thing. I'm here. Anyway, I had two guesses.
Yes.
On your trivia. One was build cars.
Nope.
And one was make and record music.
Nope.
Okay, that's all I got.
Well, good deal. I'm glad you called. How's Jean?
Oh, we're plugging along.
Okay, good.
Hi.
Yeah,
how
good.
You doing?
All right. Hopefully you're doing all right.
Oh, I have to hang in there. Two more days to go.
All right. Well, keep me posted.
I'll be getting maybe better eyes on Thursday than tomorrow's guest, Joel. So, you know, I'm hanging in there. I have to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I know. It but becomes your social life. Tonight. I relate. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Okay. You know, can you do me a favor?
What?
You know, I know everybody's playing, you know, a lot of, different music. But, you know, when you have a chance this week, if you can find Bolero, When I Was in School by Maurice Ravel.
Okay.
And I really liked it. And I had given it to my grandson when he was in college, and he lost the copy I had.
Ah.
So
I will be happy to do that. And the good news is you could probably get it anywhere because it's very popular. So that kind of stuff's easy to find.
Kimberly will find it then.
All right, good deal. Okay, thanks.
Well,
appreciate
you.
It. All right.
You stay well.
You too.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So much.
All right, so nobody has ever requested that before, but why not? So let's see. We're going to do Miss Fisher trivia. Do we have time? No, we don't have time before the news. So Cindy will be first up with you. We're going to do 1964 lyrics with Dave and 1968 lyrics with Fran. Wow, by 1968, I don't remember much. And 1974, okay, mentioned that. And Don and Beloit and his planes, all right. And I think, Marty called back at once, 1971 World Series. And there will be one line available for you as well. Let me clear that right now. If you want to grab it, that would be 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I hope you do believe me. I've given you my heart, and I love you, and you alone are meant to be. Please give your loving arms to me. Say we'll never part. Think of you every morning. Every night, oh darling.
WGN Radio. I'm Ollie James, and who is that? All right, on the Double L label, which was, of course, Lloyd Price and his manager, Harold Logan. All right, so 888-876-5593. I got a lot of things to cover here, and I'm ready to do it, well, I think. Let's talk to Dave on the north side for his 1974 lyrics. How's it going, Dave? Are you there, Dave? Wait a minute. It's my fault. I can tell it's my fault. I know you're there. You're trying. Now, I bet you're there now. Are you with me, Dave?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. 1974 lyrics, huh?
Yeah, can I request some songs? Mm-hmm. I was trying last week, but I fell asleep on you Thursday.
You wouldn't be the first. All right, so let me look for that sheet of paper. And, yep, okay, go for it. What do you want?
One from Big Bill Brunsby.
Okay.
And I think it's called Looking Out.
Okay.
Looking Up.
All right.
I'm not sure you can't do.
All right.
Charles Brown.
All right.
I want Black Knight.
Okay.
Because I'm the Black Knight.
Uh-huh.
And, a Black Knight, that's not a good night, right? That's like a bad night.
No. I'll play it for you. You'll decide.
I mean, the meaning of black, right? Because aren't like knights in shiny armor supposed to be good?
So I don't know. I think it's one of the worst records ever made. We'll go with that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you didn't like that.
Oh, I think it's truly a wretched record. I had to play it, and I hated it.
Charles Brown?
Yeah, there's lots of Charles Brown. He's most famous these days for his Christmas song, but we'll get your Black Knight on. All right.
And one other one, If, like by Dean Martin or Louis Armstrong.
Okay. All right, as long as it's not by Brad. Okay, all right. Different song. All right, so let's now go with Why You Called, which was, I believe, 1974 lyrics, correct?
Yes.
You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one goes right into the name of the song.
Any chance I can hear it?
Nope. I'll give you the not on lyrics. Can't hear them. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, gangster white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just, and then comes the name of the song.
I gotta hear it. I don't know.
Well, it's Be Thankful for What You Got, William Devon.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Thanks. Big hit in 1974, too. No, with lyrics, you don't get to hear them. It's just a recitation. And Fran from Austin will ace it, I'm sure. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Yeah, I kept screaming the title of that song.
Oh,
I was like, okay, you know.
I'm sure. Yeah, from the very first part, I know you got it. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's one I know well. But anyway, let's see what I know from 68.
Just keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun.
Oh, God, Indian Lake.
Yes, absolutely right. I knew you'd get that, too, because it's such a bad song. Yes, very good.
It is.
Yeah, but it's
okay.
Perfect. It's perfect. You'll remember every word forever.
Of course.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. Yes, Indian Lake. See, it's just that easy. But, yeah, be thankful for what you got. I'm afraid there were a lot of people screaming at their radios simultaneously while poor Dave muddled through and didn't make it. But yes, be thankful for what you got. Yeah. Digging the scene with the gangsta lean. All right. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Okay. Yeah, my guess is like some kind of barbecued brisket or poor boy sandwich or something like that. that they eat more often and
are we talking about the same question? Yes. People are more likely to do this in Detroit, most likely to do it in any of the top U.S. cities by population, and people are less likely to do it in Miami.
Some kind of barbecue, eat some kind of like barbecue?
No,
some kind of barbecue.
No.
I couldn't even think. I mean, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yep, and that's not even close.
Wow. Okay, well, Miss Fisher now.
All right, then. We want to know the purpose that Phryne traveled to Melbourne originally. I'm going to give you four choices. She went to Melbourne because she's engaged to be married to an Australian politician. She went because she was employed to investigate the murder of the Lord Mayor of Melbourne. She went because she fancies a holiday in warmer climes. Or she went because she is employed as a detective to report back to a retired colonel and his wife who are worried about their daughter.
She wanted a warmer climate.
Nope, because she would, needed to report back to a retired colonel and his wife who are worried about their daughter.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you saw the first one.
Well, there you go. Okay, thanks. Good deal. 888-876-5593. 8888-RALEIGH. So, let's see. World War II planes coming up, I do believe. Hello, Don. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Don from Floyd. How's it going?
Yeah, can't complain. All right.
I've spent many years going to college in Detroit. And going to Motown and concerts, most likely to go to sports games.
Nope.
Most likely to go to the art gallery.
Nope.
Most likely to wash or wax their car.
Nope.
You spend a lot of time in Miami.
Yep.
It's like you're at the opposite end of whatever this is.
I wouldn't have known. I would have been oblivious either way.
Gone to like neighborhood parades or something.
No.
Boy, I don't know, Riley. I don't know. I'm sorry. Good question. I don't know. Good one.
All right, World War II planes. We're going to talk about the Soviet broomstick bombers, the 588th Night Bomber Regiment. That flew planes to surprise the German troops. They would idle their engines and glide silently over the targets. The sound of the wind through the support wires reminded the Germans of broomsticks, which earned the regiment its infamous nickname. What planes were they?
Wow! This is a good one. A lot of people did this, but yeah, the Russians really perfected it.
And of course, they were biplanes. We know that.
Wow.
And by all accounts, they were rickety biplanes.
They're
redundant. I
don't know. Oh, my God. There were so many bad airplanes that the Russians had, and you feel bad for these people. I was thinking the Ilyushkin, but that's not a biplane.
Nope.
What was the name of the outfit that did this?
The Soviet broomstick bombers, also known as the Night Witches.
Oh, my God.
Yes, the Night Witches, the 588th Night Bomber Regiment.
Wasn't that women? There's a bunch of women in that squad.
Oh, I have no idea. Women. I'm just focused on the plane.
I haven't the slightest idea. I'm going to guess it's a Petlikov.
Maybe that's what you're trying to say. I can't possibly pronounce this. I'll try. Polikarpov.
Starts with a P?
Yeah, it does. Polikarpov, PO2.
Two? Oh, wow. Okay,
Polikarpov? I don't know. It's the Polikarpov.
Okay. You asked me about a month ago about the Messerschmitt ME-163, right? It was the rocket one with...
Yeah.
You said it had a toilet in it, but that's definitely not the case. I don't know. I don't know. That was a weird one.
I go by what's on the printed page. I know less about this than I do about sports, and that's nothing.
I don't think that plane's a biplane, but
It says it's a wood and canvas biplane.
There was a lot of biplanes like that on the British side. Then you pulled out as trainers, and of course the swordfish that killed the Bismarck, the famous Bismarck attack.
The reliable, uncomplicated design of the PO2 made it an ideal trainer aircraft, as well as doubling as a low-cost ground attack aerial reconnaissance. This was used more for training than anything else. But I don't know what a biplane's supposed to look like, but I'm looking at pictures of it. So I have a feeling they're right about this, only because I don't think they would.
Hey, Riley, I appreciate everything you do for us. How is it going with the midges or whatever those little mite things are?
What I finally decided to do, it was a guaranteed cure. You ready? I went to the other studio 100 miles away.
Oh, right.
So I'm here this week. I'll worry about it later.
My suggestion, I had a quick suggestion that night, but I never called in, but to mimic like a person with CO2, I think CO2 works for a lot of things, including mosquitoes, but put like a toaster oven to like represent like a heated person, and then around it, put like a dish of beer, a little bowl saucer of beer, a little saucer of your Coca-Cola, and a little saucer of seltzer water, and all those around the hot toaster or something. And I think they'll be attracted to that. And you'll see them if they show up in the dishes.
I wonder what I should say on the insurance report after that. Because you know there's going to be damage.
Well, it's that or ozone or spray Raleigh with lots of chemicals or fog or something.
I'll keep you posted. Thanks for calling.
Okay. All right. No problem. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no. You see what happened was. I know. That'd be the first sentence I would say. Yeah, it wouldn't be good at all. All right. So I'm not even sure if I'm covered for that event. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I'm looking at the list here because I no longer know. But for the life of me, I'm not sure if we did or we didn't. So let me see what I... No, I don't think we did. All right, well, we will now, and then we'll be back right to it on WGN Radio.
Baby, here I am. Baby wrote me last week, yes she did, yeah. You don't have to worry, everything is okay now. I'm not the kind of man, I leave my woman alone. I know some other king is trying to sit on my throne, so I think I better hurry, hurry.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? ABC Paramount, don't you know? I don't remember the year. I should probably take a look at that for you. And it's here somewhere. Let's see. That would be 1962 on ABC Paramount. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And let's see. We're going to release Don's line, and that leaves one line available for you if you want it. We're going to talk to Jeff in Homewood. Hello, Jeff. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you?
All right. How about yourself? What's up?
I thought of you Saturday night. WGN plays the Wolfman overnight.
Uh-huh.
Second song that he played was Having My Baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh God. Oh, well.
That reminds me of your yearly contest.
Yes, absolutely. The world's worst hit records. Well, I don't think he liked it either, but it was certainly popular at the time.
This is what you really want to hear at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, right, exactly. Maybe they should have done a better edit on that particular show, yes. All right.
I was going to make a request.
You want a request?
Sure.
All right. What would that be?
Chris Dimension, Wedding Bell Blues.
Oh, all right. I'll find a Laura Nero song. Let me get that sheet of paper.
Can you play it after 12:30 some night?
After 12? Yeah, I have something else to play after 12:30 for you. Let me find it here, so I'll put them together. I know I have it.
Which stop?
Yeah, let me just find it. No, that's not it. Yeah, Wichita Lineman. Okay, got you for that. And yeah. Now we're adding, you want the Fifth Dimension version?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay, Wedding Bell Blues. All right. You got it. All right. So we're going to talk about Seinfeld, are we?
Yes.
What was the name of George's convict girlfriend? I'll give you four from which to choose.
Okay.
Was it Tara? Was it Celia? Was it Audrey? Was it Susan?
Celia.
Absolutely right. All right, so there you go. Very good. Hang on. Thank you. Don't go away. You're a winner. All right. And again, prizes are worthless. I don't know when you're going to get them. I used to kind of almost promise, but just hung up on them. Call back. Because we want to add to your stash. I know you've won before. But call back. I didn't mean to hang up. You know, I tell you, it's like an old dog learning new tricks. And, he is calling back, so he and John can get that squared away. But the program used to be that one side was drop the call and the other was put it on hold. And then along the way, I used a different program that has it in the reverse order. Cannot remember that to save my soul. All right, so Karen and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Roy.
Hello, Karen.
I didn't hear the trivia, so I was busy. So I'm doing 5x5.
All right.
And can I just quick say, radio, after 15 years, Jordan Rich just made it into the Hall of Radio Broadcasters Hall of Fame on Thursday night.
Okay.
This coming Thursday night. That's good, you know. It took him a long time. He's
well, congratulations to him.
And I just want to spread the word.
Okay.
I know you like radio. And
yeah.
I do, too.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah. Good deal, yeah.
So here we go.
Here we go.
This was originally, actually, it was Stephanie in Madison, but her phone got disconnected. She never got to answer, so we'll start with you. What was Thomas Edison's middle name?
Jefferson?
Alva, A-L-V-A, Thomas Alva Edison. All right.
I never heard of that.
Well,
okay.
Who was Bobby Christina Brown's mother?
Whitney Houston.
Absolutely right. Just got to get three more right. What animal is said to never forget?
Say that one again.
What animal is said to never forget? Oh, you know this. You can do this. It's the animal said never forget.
Never forget.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm so concerned about a fox in my ear. Could it be a fox?
Elephant. Me and the elephants.
Elephant.
Yeah, we never forgot you.
An
yes,
elephant.
The elephants. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, but they do put a string on that. I didn't know that.
Elephants.
So that's two.
That's it.
Down.
You're done.
That's the end. I'm done.
But there's next week.
Yes, there is, and there's other nights I did hear you start at 10:30.
Well, we're not sure. I'm glad you asked again.
Oh.
Tomorrow night and Thursday night, we don't know for sure. It's after the Stanley Cup final, and that could be anywhere from regular time to, you know, about half past. We don't know. We'll see when we get there.
is that basketball?
Stanley Cup, I believe, would be hockey.
Okay. Well, I'll be waiting.
All right.
Thanks for
good deal. Absolutely.
I hope everybody's doing well.
You too. Okay, talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So,
thank
yes,
you.
I'm pretty sure Stanley Cup is hockey. I'm not good at this. I did ask Paul Brown what sport his team played. Oh, that was a mess. But anyway, oh, geez. Well, who knew? Or as Charlie Murdoch said to me, how many have helmets? Actually, that was a longer list than you might know, but I should have come up with football. It just didn't work out right. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to do 5x5 with Gary in Austin. How's it going, Gary?
Well, hey, Riley. I have a quick guess on the other trivia question.
Oh, yeah?
About Miami and Detroit.
Yes, good. What do you think?
Possibly, I think maybe in Detroit they drive more American-made cars.
Oh, I love that. No, but hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
And we'll pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Can you talk? Is your man at home? Can you talk? Are you there all alone? Is everything all right? Can we meet again tonight?
Call me
when he's gone. Can you talk? Is he there by the phone? No, can't talk. Say the number is wrong. Now has he gone to sleep? Can we make our little green? Call me when he's gone. I don't know why we love on the sly when we both know it's the sea. We're taking a chance with this romance. Who knows how it will end? Can you talk?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Actually, there were two versions of released about the same time, 1973. This is one of them, obviously, and it has something in common with every bumper stumper we played. So who is it? What is it? You tell me. 888-876-5593. Now, back to Gary. You still with us, Gary?
I think I'm still here.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm starting to wonder myself at this point, really, about a lot of things. All right.
Yeah, I'm always wondering about something.
Yeah, I tell you what. Yeah, it's been like that all day. But and I'd love to know where the adapters are for those audio cameras. I'll probably never find them. All right.
They're somewhere.
Right. Well, that's right. That's to be found when I don't need them, but I'll be ordering more tonight. Like I say, Amazon makes a lot of money off of me by what I lose after I've gotten it. All right.
Yeah.
Who wrote the autobiography called Spare?
Ooh. I don't know.
Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex.
Oh, okay. No wonder. Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, he's a spare, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps won 28 Olympic medals in what sport?
Swimming.
Yes. Who was the middle girl on the Brady Bunch?
Marcia.
Jan. Oh, man. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
Gosh.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, bye.
See you later. Bye.
Uh-huh. Let's see. So, yeah, gosh, and the next question was really for him because it was an Austin question, but maybe I'll save that for next week. So, because I know he'd know. All right, so we're going to be doing some MASH trivia. We're going to be doing, if Marty's still with us, some World Series. If there's something you want, we'll do that too. And remember, I have a question out there. If you don't answer it this hour, it becomes a straggler for next week. We're talking statistics, and we're looking at the 50 biggest United States cities ranked by population. People in Detroit are most likely to do this. People in Miami are least likely to do this. Do what? All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Or pick your own category. Sky's the limit right here. Another bumper stumper coming up in moments on WGN Radio. James, so who is that? And what do they have in common with everybody else we've played? And as I mentioned, we actually had this theme a year ago. All different records, though, but same theme. So it has something in common with the previous theme, but if you know the artists, well, that's good enough for me. In fact, we'll stop down now and hear who they all are, because I'm sure that Stan in Dearborn knows. So Stan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, hi, Raleigh. Yeah, I know a few of them.
Okay, well, let's.
And I didn't know that you had this theme before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, last July.
Yeah, I might have missed it. But anyway, the third one, the first couple, I think I'm not sure of, but I know the third one, How Could I Forget by Betty King.
Yes, yes, absolutely
and
right.
Somebody already identified Clyde McFadden.
Yes.
Ta-ta. And then The Door Is Open by Tommy Hunt.
Yes. Scepter. Yes.
And then one of my favorite of all time, Pookie Hudson.
Yes.
Doing I'd Love You for Sentimental Reasons.
Yes.
And the next one, I wasn't quite sure of who it was. And thinking of my theme along the way, it sounded like a guy from the Coasters. And
It was a guy from the Coasters.
Billy Guy, then.
Yes, absolutely right.
Okay, and I know about a month ago or so, you played two versions of Can You Talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, one was by Vernon Green.
And that's who this is.
And that's the one that you just played, yeah.
Yeah.
And this last one, I still have, I'm not really quite sure of, but of the ones I identified, all these artists are lead singers from famous groups.
That's exactly the theme. So you'd be right.
Yeah.
You'd be right about all that. The one you just heard, the next two to come, and the first two I played.
Yeah, the Drifters, the 50s Drifters, the 60s Drifters.
Yeah.
And Tommy Hunt from the Five Echoes and the Flamingos.
Right, absolutely.
Pookie Hudson from the Spaniels.
Yes.
And Billy Guy. Posters,
yes.
Vernon Green from the Medallions, and
yes.
A couple of the other ones I'm stuck on. So,
well, nobody's going to get the first two because it's been long enough. So the first thing I played was Tommy Andre, but Tommy Andre was actually Tommy Bullock of the Fiestas. And that's I Wonder Why on Old Town.
And yeah, Fiestas.
Yeah.
And the second, Old Town.
Yeah.
I'll try to think of a group on Old Town.
Oh, there's a lot of them. You can, High Voices,
yeah.
You know, the Solitaires, I mean, the Harp Tones.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You can go on and on with Old Town. High Voices was a real trip. Anyway, then the next thing I played was actually Leroy Hudson of The Impressions, Eloise, and that was 1974 on Curtum.
So he was a lead singer of the
Impressions? He was in the Impressions. Yeah, they were just group members. They didn't have to be lead singers.
Yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, Leroy Hudson was pretty well known, and that was Eloise.
Probably in the later Impressions, 74, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
it. So that was the deal. And
wow.
With a couple more to come, the next one you'd know, and everybody else will too. So, and then the final one you'll probably know, but God, it's an awful record. So, I mean, it really is awful. So, yeah, that'll be it. So, yeah,
that's a great thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was fun. And like I said, I did it last year with all different records. So, you know, could probably do it next year with all different records again, because there's no shortage of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Well, good. Good. As usual, you did wonderfully well. I expected no less. So,
thank you.
World. Okay, thanks. And hang on. We'll confirm that address. But,
okay, thank you.
There you have it. So, yes. Let's do that. And I'm not even estimating. Oh no, I hung up on him. I did it. I tell you, please call us back, Stan. That is my fault entirely. Absolutely entirely. So Marty called back. Let's see if he's still with us. Are you still with us, Marty? No, Marty gave up. It was a smart thing to do, Marty. I hope you're sleeping well. All right. So we'll move right over to James on the South Side. James, how's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. So we're going to do World War II, of course.
Yeah.
And I just saw a question here. In fact, it's such a weird question. I almost want to save it and check it because I can't believe it's right. But anyway, here's one that apparently is right. At the time of Pearl Harbor, the top U.S. Navy command was called what?
Okay. Oh, goodness. Okay. Top U.S. command at the time of Pearl Harbor was called...
Yeah, and it was from 1922 through World War II, and it's an acronym, and when you pronounce it, it's funny as hell, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, goodness.
I'd have changed it long before this.
I'm not up on this one. I'm going to say PACFM.
No, and you're never going to forget this. The top U.S. Navy command was CINCUS. And what it was Commander-in-Chief U.S. Fleet, CINCUS. But when they pronounced it, it was CINCUS. So, yes, the top Navy command had the had the title of CINCUS.
No wonder they didn't...
I know. It's like, what could possibly go wrong with that? Yes, 1922 till after World War II, Commander-in-Chief United States Fleet. No. So what they changed it to in World War II was Cominch, C-O-M-I-N-C-H. And I don't even remember what they stood for, but then it was Cominch.
Oh, well, okay, at least it was better than, because unfortunately it was the what we would call the word of unintended consequence.
Yeah, exactly. And three fleet commanders got it, Atlanta, Pacific, Asiatic, one of three anyway got it, and in the event of two or more together, of course. So I'm going to try to find out what this new Cominch actually stood for. It does not say, but And what they're saying, after the war, This was no longer needed, Commander-in-Chief United States Fleet. And we would argue that it was never needed, at least not stated that way.
Right. That's just the way. And, of course, the poor guy had the guy who was at the time that the U.S. Over the fleet at Pearl Harbor had, of course, a name that would be appropriate for somebody in charge.
Husband E. Kimmel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kimmel. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm like thinking.
And that was his first name, Husband. It's like, what was his mother thinking? So.
Unfortunately, he was not the guy who really deserved to be the scapegoat. But the thing was, I'm not even certain if, of course, some conspiracy theorists actually tried to say, oh, he was set up for it. But no, I think this became a combination of unintended consequence.
Yeah, well, absolutely. He made it to 1968, believe it or not.
Yeah, of course, his family still is trying to at least get the goat horns off of him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he doesn't deserve it, but his army guy, the guy who was over the army, now this was where, okay, the lack of coordination, that's part of what hurt them. That was part of it.
Well, yeah.
And why lay your planes out and are like wide open, wide lined up like matchsticks? Of course, the Russians would do this. The Soviets would do the same thing on the eve of the Germans' invasion.
Oh yeah. So, well, you're right about the family. They tried it three times. Clinton, Nixon, and Reagan all denied them. But then Congress, the Senate, actually reversed it, and so he got a full rank. Short as well, both of them did. So the deal was that Kimmel and Short, the two final victims of Pearl Harbor, the bottom line was that they certainly weren't acting alone. So, yep.
Yeah. I sent you a few other ones. I don't know if you can use a couple ones that I sent you for potential questions.
All right.
Questions.
Well, I will look at them this week, and we will talk during the week about the other stories.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care.
You too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Yeah, that other, I'm going to have to look up this other thing I read about military World War II, because I thought that can't be right. Something's wrong with this question all the way around. But Mark in Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, you got on rather quickly.
Yes, and I'm delighted about it. So we are going to do charts, are we? Charts?
Yes, this week 67.
67. Yes, remember it well. All right, so let's see. Not fondly, but well. All right, so let's see what we. Yeah, that's for sure. See what we have here. Number one, respect. Hello. Obviously, Otis Redding wrote
respect.
It.
Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah. Find out what that means. Yeah.
Aretha.
Yes, Aretha Franklin is right. Number two, Groovin'.
Rascals.
Yes. Yeah, number three, they were still young at the time, but absolutely. Number three, I Got Rhythm.
The Amazing Rhythm Aces.
No, I Got Rhythm.
Wait a minute. The Happenings.
Yes, The Happenings. I would say the Amazing Rhythm Aces hadn't thought about being the Amazing Rhythm Aces in 67, I don't believe. Number four.
Yeah.
Release Me and Let Me Live Again or Love Again or something or other. Yeah.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Yep. Afraid so. Number five, Creek Alley.
I don't know.
Oh, you got to know Creek Alley. It's one of those songs where I don't think the words Creek Alley are anywhere in the damn song. I'm going to look for it here. It's one of those songs that you definitely know. I'm looking for it here. You'll know immediately. Here we are.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure, not that I've listened to every one of the lyrics repeatedly by any means, but I don't think Creek Alley's anywhere in it.
Oh, Mamas and the Papas.
Right. And that's enough of that. All right, so yes, Mamas and the Papas, very good. All right, so there. Okay, number six, Him or Me, what's it gonna be?
Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Number seven, The Happening.
Play it.
Yeah, that's one you're gonna know too. I know you will. Let's see. No doubt you won't. And hopefully you'll get it just as quick. Because then I don't have to play it too long. All right, let's hope that this is it. Yes, all right. So here they are in their glory and splendor.
Oh, Diana Ross, the Supremes.
Yes, well, just the Supremes. Diana hadn't stepped forward yet.
Yeah, Supremes. Okay.
Number 8, Sweet Soul Music.
Play it.
I got to play that too? I know. All right, let's see if I will. Let's see. Here we go. Do you like good music? Sweet soul music. All right, you probably don't want to hear me sing it. You're rather like...
Oh.
Do you like good music? That's sweet soul music.
You can think about it a moment. We'll check out the news and be back to you right after that on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Robbie James. Well, that's a gift, but it gave me a chance to hear it, and I really do like it. So, yes, it fits our theme, of course. Singers who originally were in well-known groups, and he certainly would qualify. And Bill in Chicago knows exactly who that is. So, Bill, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I'm going to do your bumper. What was the question again? What are they doing in Detroit, but never in Miami?
Oh, I thought you were doing a musical bumper.
No.
You're not doing
a
bumper then. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here I thought you got our bumper. All right. Looking at the 50 biggest United States cities ranked by population, people in Detroit are most likely to do this, and people in Miami are least inclined to do it. Do what?
I'd say shovel snow.
No, actually, a lot of people have been saying that, but, you know, I understand why people would think that about Miami, but no one can think that more people are shoveling snow in Detroit than a lot of other places.
Right, well, I just heard it a little ago, and I just happened to catch enough shovel snow.
No, not even close.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying.
Okay.
And here I thought that Bill had aced our bumper, because it's a well-known artist. I was expecting him. Well, I know that Stan knows. Of course, that goes without saying. It's interesting. Eugene Record wrote it, and Carl Davis produced it, so you know it's going to be a great record, 1972 on Brunswick. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, we were talking before the news interrupted us with Mark from Aurora, and we're going to finish the charts right now, I do believe. So are you still with us, Mark?
Yeah, I think the last song was Wilson Pickett.
Yes, absolutely. Well, no, it isn't Wilson Pickett. But it isn't. No. It isn't Wilson Pickett. But, yeah.
Oh.
All right. So that's interesting. You'd think that.
I got it wrong. So who is it?
Well, I'm hoping that someone will guess. We'll see.
No. I mean on the charts.
Oh.
Yeah,
no.
Sweet Soul Music.
Yeah, right. Sweet Soul Music is Arthur Conley.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I missed so far.
Number nine, Somebody to Love.
The Jefferson Airplane with Gracie Slick.
And number 10, All I Need Is You.
Play it.
Okay. And by the way, next time, make sure you're not on speakerphone. But.
Well, the problem was being in an echoey room.
Yeah, well, no, this is you don't want to ever be on speakerphone. So let's see.
I'm on AirPods.
Well, it's not great, let me be honest. Let's see. I'm looking for the right artist so I get the right. So funny, I'm coming up with all sorts of different things that aren't right. So let me do it another way. All right. I'll look it up by the artist that I want. And it's a well-known artist, no doubt about that. Okay.
Yeah.
All I Need. Here we are. All I Need.
Is you.
Yeah. Well, all right. So here we go. No, it's not the Four Tops, but good luck. It's the Temptations.
Oh, I got them reversed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was either one of those. But
yep.
Anyway.
Yep, sounded like a Motown production to me, too. All right, so... I still think you eked by, though, so we'll add to your stash.
Yeah, I did.
All right, hang on. Okay. Don't go away. All right, so not the spectacular showing we usually get from Mark, but a winner nonetheless. All right, so... Ooh, we're going to talk to Naoto from Japan here in a moment, too. That'll be fun. And but now, Shane is driving. Are we on our way to Milwaukee again? Let's find out together, shall we? So, Shane, welcome back to WGN.
How are you, Raleigh? How are you tonight?
All right. Are we going to Milwaukee again?
Actually, we are on our way to Toma, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, good. I like a change of pace.
Me too.
All right, yeah. And how's the weather?
It's beautiful out right now.
Oh,
nice
good.
And cool.
Good.
And dry.
Good. Yeah, that's nice. That makes driving a pleasure.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, well, good. Good. All right. So let's look at our little series here. Let's see what we have here. It says, any suburban male between 40 and 50 years old can quote most of the lines to Caddyshack. One of that movie stars portrayed a soldier on MASH who was in such severe shell shock he couldn't move his legs despite the fact that they were uninjured. Who played the character?
I know who you're talking about, and I don't know his name.
Well, let's try.
He was. I know he was the lead caddy.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give you some names, and you can decide. Bill Murray, Michael O'Keefe, Ted Knight, or Chevy Chase?
Michael O'Keefe.
Absolutely right. See, you did it.
All right.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so it's just that easy, and thanks for taking me along for the ride. I love to ride. All right, now, last week before I slaughtered the English language start to finish and put it out of everybody's misery, I had come up with a great Myers-Briggs question, and then it's gone the way of all flesh, but we're going to find another one in a moment. And as soon as we do, we're going to talk to Naoto, who has called, and there's still room for you tonight. And remember, I've got a question out there, and if you don't get it tonight, it's going to be a straggler for next week. And that is, looking at the 50 biggest U.S. cities by population, people in Detroit are most likely to do this. People in Miami are least likely to do it. Do what? 888. 876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? All right, and I'll be revealing all in a few minutes. All right, so we have Naoto in Japan, I do hope. So, Naoto, what's going on tonight in Japan?
Well, Japan is getting really warm these days.
I'll bet it is. Well, you know, summer's here no matter what. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of getting really... I'm really getting, how should I say this? I really prefer salt these days.
Yeah, right. Well, now, are you still going out every day, getting your exercise in that hot sun?
I was just walking.
Okay.
Maybe like 30 minutes or so, but, you know, I'm already sweating, so.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that. Nothing like air conditioning. Hopefully you have central air conditioning at home.
Yes, I do.
Yay. All right. Well, then all is well, so you can go back. That's good. Now, last time we discovered that originally the dynamic duo Myers-Briggs were coming up with this as a way to enhance their writing, their characters. And actually, daughter was more intent on using it as a tool to write better. Mom actually had a covert idea. She wanted to do this with it. And what is it that mom wanted to do? And it had nothing to do with assessing personality for jobs or anything like that.
I actually have no idea, but can you give me a little bit more, like, details?
Well, a hint, let's see what I can do. Well, it had to do with an assessment, but she wasn't assessing anything having to do with workplaces or anything like that.
Maybe assessing, like, fortune?
Nope. Her daughter was involved in this, although her daughter didn't know it.
Well, I have no idea.
Well, mom was initially developing it to use the whole personality framework as a way to better match potential suitors for her daughter. So, in other words, everybody that wanted to date daughter, mom put them through this personality assessment first. And daughter did not know it.
Well, but, you know, it makes kind of sense, you know. Many people use it for, like, just purpose, you know.
Right, exactly. So it does make sense. And, you know, I have a feeling that both of them were probably shocked when it became such an employment tool.
Yeah, they must be.
Yeah, it's like, damn, we didn't know that, but they sure played the part well after that, but they sure didn't have it in mind when they started.
Oh, thanks for the interesting question.
All right, talk to you next week. Thanks, appreciate it. Stay cool.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Yes, we're at home right away, under the air conditioning. Yeah, and air conditioning is such a wonderful thing, don't you think? I mean, the entire state of Arizona at this point wouldn't be around if it weren't for central air conditioning. Though I think in the future, if they don't do anything about water, it may not be around again. Desalinate, people. All right. Eric in Milwaukee. Welcome. In Minneapolis. Sorry. Twin Tundras. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I got a couple guesses. I'm going to try to redeem myself early before the night's over. But okay. I was just thinking, because of the geographic locations of the two cities, Detroit and Miami, that it might have something to do with travel and crossing the border,
Okay, I'm going to put you out of your misery. It has nothing to do with their geographic locations.
Okay, and then the next thing was going to be they both cities have residents that do currency exchanges.
That's interesting. No.
Well, listen, I did enjoy the backstory about, the Partridge Family question, because I didn't know that she didn't get along with those people. So now when I watch the episodes, I'm going to watch and see if I can see anything that tips that off, because, that's interesting. From watching the episodes, I never got that feeling that, you know, I never knew. I never even heard that. So even though I didn't get the question right, pretty much, I did get some valuable information from that, so I like that.
Good. Well, you'll have to let me know. I wish in her book she had been clearer on what she didn't like about them.
Yeah, so that was Shirley Jones, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it was Ray Bolger, and what was who? Do you remember who?
Yeah, Dick Clark from American Bandstand. Dick Clark.
Yeah.
I can understand not liking him, but I don't know what her reason was.
Well, you know who else was a guest on there and did a part? Was Howard Cosell, of all people.
I'm not surprised. Most people I knew who knew him, and I didn't, but most people I knew who did know him, they liked him.
Yeah, he was kind of that one of those personalities that divided people, though. Like, you either hated him or you loved him.
Yeah.
Kind of person. But that's who I was trying to think of when I first heard the question. But that was a really tough one because, first of all, I hadn't read Shirley Jones' book. I read David Cassidy's Fear and Loathing on the Partridge Family Bus.
Okay.
But he never mentioned anything about her not getting along with people. But anyways, like I said, I was really appreciative of the fact that it was such a good question that I learned that about it and that little bit of a backstory that I was unaware of.
Well, good. Well, we will talk to you next time.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll try to get in.
Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Howard Cosell was interesting because the people who worked with him professionally didn't really like him. He was not considered likable. He was abrasive and he was arrogant and a know-it-all. But behind the scenes, the people who were his close personal friends loved this guy. They said he was loyal, he was thoughtful, he was a great listener, he was a good friend. And in fact, he even allowed his friends to, tease him and mock him and all that, didn't care at all. But man, once he got into that booth or into the professional status, no, people didn't like him at all. So tell you someone else who was likable personally was Don Rickles. And a friend of mine was his valet for a while, and when he was younger, when they were both younger, actually, and liked him a bunch. So you never know. And of course, then there's Rodney Dangerfield, who also was very likable. So you just never know. All right. So now let us go over all of the songs we played. And yes, all of the artists were well-known artists from well-known groups. Tommy Bullock, he was Tommy Andre on I Wonder Why. Of course, he was with the Fiestas, 1962 on Old Town for that. Leroy Hudson, we mentioned The Impressions, 1974 on Curtum. Benny King did How Can I Forget. A lot of other people did as well, and 1963 on London. Clyde McFadder, Tata, of course, The Drifters, and more. Tommy Hunt, The Doors Open, The Flamingos, and more. Pookie Hudson, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, and most notably The Spaniels, and Billy Guy, Here I Am, most notably The Coasters. Vernon Green, Can You Talk, of The Medallions. Don Julian, What Chance Has a Man, of The Meadowlarks. Jackie Wilson, well, come on, The Dominoes, The Falcons, and on, You Got Me Walking. And the last one, just a horrible record all the way around. Len Barry, Lip Sync, 1965 on Decca. And of course, Len Barry was the lead singer for the Dovells. So that's what it was. And as I said, we did this about a year ago, last July, had a different 11 records. So that's the deal there. Now, I would say full shows this week, but I honestly do not know. They should be almost full shows, if not. And the deal is it starts at 7 on Tuesday and on Thursday, the Stanley Cup Finals. And or the playoffs, I guess. That's sort of a wild card. Again, Andy, the sports director for WGN, assumes that given the breaks and all that kind of stuff, we should anticipate a 10:30 start. And Ashley says it could be a 10 p.m. start. So somewhere, I'd say between 10 and 11 for sure. So you might try tuning in at the regular time, and we'll be on right after the game. And that's true for Thursday as well. And so, and that's this week. And it's next week. And then, if it goes that far, it'll be the following Wednesday, June 17th. Hard to believe. So that's the upcoming deal. Hopefully you didn't miss the full moon. I didn't really talk much about it. I should have. And that was on the 31st. And that was a blue moon early in the morning on the on the 31st, as you probably probably have heard. So we have now, after of course the blue moon, full moon, we go to a new moon, and that's on June 14th. And so if you're going to do your prosperity checks and you know all about that, if the law of abundance, that would be June 14th. And I'd say sometime around 10 o'clock, 9:54 to be exact, central time would be for the new moon. So you might want to check that out. So that pretty much is all I got. I'm trying to see if there's anything else I need to tell you in the waning seconds of the show. Appreciate all the calls. And I know a lot more of you have been calling because I just saw my bill for long distance calls, and I thought, "Whoa, boy! I didn't realize that." But and a big thanks to, of course, Lisa and Laura for the wonderful 5x5 questions, and to everybody else who contributes. And it's so much appreciated. And so tomorrow night we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. You know, providing that it has no significance whatsoever. And yeah, I was talking with John earlier, and I said, "Thank God that I banned politics a while ago from discourse, because boy, that would right now, man, oh man, that just even listening, passing conversations, you know, at a restaurant, sitting next to people or whatever, it's like, oh boy, this is a little too ugly for the room." So we'll forget completely about that, and we'll by the way, today we wished happy birthday to Pat Boone, who turned 92, and he's still with us. Yeah. Nelson Riddle isn't, but he would have been 105. All right, so we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, especially on Monday Night Trivia. Couldn't do it without you. So we'll do it from now, around 21 hours from now, give or take, we don't know, after the Stanley Cup Finals. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.
Hang On Groupie, plus How Lows Can You Go, and The Naked Bum. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Real news, real stories, real fun. Quack to school, coarse feathers and funky business as the dirt's being dished following the abrupt resignation of the president of Ohio State. An internal probe reports the college prez had an inappropriate relationship with a podcaster and wannabe he used to let sneak in the back door to his campus office. The odd couple traveled together and he tried to arm twist Ohio State officials into backing the young woman's alleged business ventures, the report claims. What is this? Old school? Parking lot plowdown. A brazen band's bold burglary turns brutal. Cops say a car-snatching crew blasted out of a Brooklyn Lowe's lot and bowled over a walker-wielding woman in a heartless hit-and-run horror. The stolen speedster struck and sped off, leaving shock sirens and shaken shoppers in its wake. Now investigators are hunting the reckless riders responsible for this pavement-pounding panic. They treated a parking lot like a pit lane. Now they're headed for a penalty box. The monster flash, Won't You Flee My Neighbor, a one-man slime spree on a residential street near Cleveland as some nude numbskull unnerves the nabe. Here's what cops claim about natural-born thriller. One minute he's on somebody's doorstep with his dog refusing to leave. Then he's strolling down the street naked and depraved. Plus the time he chased schoolgirls home. And how about parading around in a Michael Myers movie mask? If Creepshow makes bail, you gotta wonder, who let the slob out? And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.